AP Radio News. I'm Carlotta Bradley. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says the nuclear deal with Iran will help Tehran develop intercontinental ballistic missiles.
They're not intended for us. They already have missiles that reach us. They're developing ICBMs to reach the United States. Don't give them these weapons.
He was on NBC's Meet the Press. Democratic Senator Chris Murphy told the show lifting sanctions on Iran was the only way to get the deal done.
It's easy to say that we should just continue to negotiate and effectively sanction Iran into submission. I don't think that that's the deal that the rest of our negotiating partners signed up for, and that's the reality that we have to deal with.
A framework agreement was announced Thursday. President Obama's health care law produces a new wrinkle at tax time. Ed Donahue explains.
The law offers tax credits for people without job-connected health insurance so they can buy private coverage. It's tied to income, so taxpayers must accurately estimate how much they are going to make for the coming year. If you guess on the low side, there is more help now with premiums, but you owe more later at tax time. If you guess on the high side, the refund checks should be bigger. The Treasury Department says the average refund is large enough to offset any repayment in most cases. Initial reports suggest a fairly even split between tax return winners and losers. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Indiana tourism agencies are rolling out campaigns emphasizing that everyone is welcome. Chris Gall is vice president of Visit Indy.
Off the bat, $500,000 plus 1,200 people not traveling during our busiest travel season, the spring and the summer. In addition to that, we've tracked more than 3,500 negative news stories tied directly to the RFRA bill.
That's a controversial religious freedom law. This is AP Radio News. The Indiana Pacers welcome back an all-star to their lineup today.
After missing the first 76 games of the regular season, Paul George will be back in the lineup for Game 77. The two-time NBA All-Star returns to the Pacers against Miami, with Indiana fighting for an Eastern Conference playoff spot. George broke his leg last summer during a Team USA exhibition game in Las Vegas. He's been practicing since February 26 and will see limited playing time. George enjoyed his best season last year, averaging 21 points per game for Indiana. Tom McCabe, Indianapolis.
Police in North Carolina say an Amtrak train hit and killed a husband and wife who were on the tracks. Authorities say the 38 and 33-year-old were hit by a northbound train just before 10 a.m. today in Durham, about 25 miles northwest of Raleigh. Officials say that no one on the train was hurt. I'm Carlotta Bradley, AP Radio News.